This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. Maureen Taylor describes herself as a photo detective. She helps people reconnect with their history through their family photos. Taylor, who's an internationally recognized expert on photograph identification and genealogy, joined me by way of Skype for a conversation recently. We spoke about a couple of photographs, and if you're near a computer right now, you can see those and follow along now at wabe.org/citycafe. Maureen started the conversation by talking about what there is to learn from simply looking at family photographs.
Oh, there's so much in a family photograph. There's so much in a photograph in general. I look for photographs at flea markets and antique shops and yard sales, tag sales, looking for images that people discard. And it breaks my heart that someone, you know, let it go, that someone was able to, well, they didn't know who was in it. And so it's become a mystery photo. I'm looking for the information in that picture. Like, what are they wearing? I'd love to have fun with historical fashion. What do you know about that picture? Who owned it before you? Who owned it before them? Why did they have it taken? Sometimes I can tell things about individual personalities from how they've posed for the photo. Like, are they comfortable before the camera? It's a series of questions, the who, what, where, why, and it can tell you so much about your family history.
You and I have shared some photos, and these are online for the listener to take a peek at as well. One of the photos you sent is actually one from your own family collection.
I love it. You know, obviously.
Yeah, great photo.
It brings family home to me. It is a picture of my great-grandparents. So it's my maternal grandmother on the left-hand side in the back. She's a young woman in this photograph. She is not yet married, and her other sister, and her sister's name is Rose. My grandmother and Aunt Rose are wearing watches, gold watches. The watch is something that young women who worked independently often bought as a sign of their independence. I'm a young working woman, and I have bought this watch for myself. And so Aunt Rose and my grandmother both worked as young women before they married.
For the listener who's looking online right now and says, I don't spot any watches. In fact, I can't see their arms. They're actually watch fobs. Is that correct?
They're watch fobs, right? They're pinned to, they're not wrist watches, which don't come in until later in the 20th century. They're pinned to the bodice on the shoulder.
Who are the two children on either side?
Well, I really questioned, you know, after I saw this photograph I questioned my mom about it, and I was like, who are those two children? And because I know they're not my mother's siblings, because she isn't married yet, and I know they're not Aunt Rose's. So that points to the man in the back. And the two children are actually his two children. And so the story is his wife died and left him as a young widower with two young children who then came to live with my great-grandparents. So every photograph tells a story, but every time you tell the story, there are other questions that come up.
You very generously allowed me to send you an unidentified photo from my own family collection. This is one that is in a box at my cousin Wilner's house in Conecuh County, South Alabama. My cousin Wilner, who's in her 90s, knows everyone photographed in the box except for this one unusual family photograph. The photograph that the listener can also see online as well is taken in front of a log cabin. The family has been very carefully positioned in the photograph. When you saw this photograph, what were your thoughts?
Oh, it's a great picture. It's a great photograph. So to me, what I see, and we don't know who they are, so this is the story that it tells. The photographer has come by and asked if they wanted to have their picture taken. The couple on the running board has decided that they have to have the car in the picture as well.
Because that's a big part of their family story.
Exactly. A big part of their family story. Their son is posed between them with his little rifle. And the family dog is even in the picture, jumping up on Dad's leg. So here's how the clues add up. And there's one big clue in this picture. It's the car that helps date the picture. So there were no exterior handles on cars before about 1921.
Were there not?
There were not.
Huh.
When you're dating a car, you look at the length of the chassis, you look at the windshield, you look at the doors, you look at every little feature. What do the headlamps look like? What does the running board look like? What do the tires look like? And of course, are there door handles or not?
So this does have door handles, just above the woman's head. I can see at least one or two.
It does.
And so this has to be, you say, from 1921.
Yeah, exactly, circa 1921.
Maureen, as we begin to wrap up here, what is the one thing you can tell the budding photo detective as far as a first step to get started with what can seem like an overwhelming, insurmountable job when it comes to a box of unidentified photos?
It does take some time to figure them out. So what I advise people to do is, you have probably looked at these photographs a million times. So what you have to do is train your eye to look at the photograph like it's the first time you've ever seen it. And then you have to have your family history lined up so that you can then, once you have all your clues and you know when and where and you have a time frame, you can set that into the family history and see who they might be.
Photo detective Maureen Taylor talking with me there. Taylor will actually be in Metro Atlanta this weekend at the Georgia Genealogical Society meeting at Dunwoody United Methodist Church tomorrow. For more information and to see those photos we were talking about, visit us right now at wabe.org/citycafe.